Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Spring is almost here, and that has many in agriculture getting ready to plant crops. It also has them weary of facing yet another year without enough workers to help them plant and harvest. Weary is an appropriate word for talking about agricultural labor. Occasionally, a legislative proposal or opportunity comes along that gets everyone excited, only to leave us in the same situation the following spring. Most bills are flawed in one way or another. That's no indictment of those who put the proposals forward and try to address this challenge. It's difficult to negotiate a proposal that is just right. Farm Bureau is grateful to the members of Congress, present and past, who have introduced thoughtful and well-intended legislation. That said, the agricultural labor bill passed by the U.S. House of Representatives late last year recognizes this critical issue, but the bill came with serious weaknesses that we're working to fix in the Senate. The House bill would create a visa program for farms and ranchers with year-round versus just seasonal needs, such as dairy farms. That's great, but the arbitrary cap on year-round visas is so low it will not meet demand. How can I look at that farmer who didn't get a year-round visa in the eyes and explain why the Farm Bureau didn't work harder to ensure that he or she finally got a solution? I can't. And that's just one reason why we're working to ensure there is no cap for year-round visas in a Senate bill. After all, why would you want to limit food production in our country? Any visa cap should be set at a level that's based on agriculture's needs. The complicated wage structure in the House bill would only continue the problems with the adverse effect wage rate. The American Farm Bureau is working to make changes in the Senate to provide a market-based competitive wage that is affordable, that works for farmers and farm workers, and that takes into consideration the current economic pressures farmers face. The bill also would increase farmers' risk of facing frivolous lawsuits. The expansion of the private right to action to farm workers gives them the ability to sue employers even though they currently have administrative means of having employment claims addressed and resolved. The House bill would grant additional legal rights above and beyond existing rights. You can just imagine what a field day the trial lawyers would have with that one. Those are just a few of the issues in the current ag labor bill that we are working on. Your American Farm Bureau is advocating for real solutions to meet agriculture's labor needs. In fact, AFBF is in the best negotiating position today to make improvements to the agricultural worker program. To all farmers who are, understandably, feeling weary about agricultural labor, I want to say I've been in your shoes. Many days there was too much to do and not enough capable, reliable hands to do it. Farmers' labor pressures are on top of many others you face, from markets to weather. You're running at 90 miles an hour. That's exactly why it's critical that the American Farm Bureau Federation is your voice in our nation's capital. While you keep working from sunup to sundown to get all the work done on your farms, your voice of agriculture will keep working around the clock to enact legislation that helps all agricultural producers, regardless of what they produce or where they produce it, meet their labor needs. We must fix this, and we will. The FMI Foundation, in partnership with the American Seed Trade Association, AFBF, and the Farm Foundation, on Tuesday, released a consumer research study measuring market potential for gene-edited products. The nationwide survey examined U.S. consumers' beliefs, awareness, and understanding of gene editing in food and agriculture, and their willingness to pay for gene-edited foods as it pertains to fresh and processed vegetables and meat. Dr. Vincenzia Caputo, assistant professor at the Department of Agricultural Food and Resource Economics at Michigan State University, in collaboration with Valerie Kilders, research assistant at Michigan State University, and Dr. Jason Lusk, distinguished professor and head of the Department of Agricultural Economics at Purdue University, surveyed nearly 5,000 U.S. food shoppers who completed simulated purchasing scenarios. Respondents chose between products depicted to be organic, non-GMO, bioengineered, conventional, or gene-edited. Some of the key takeaways from the research include: more than half of consumers have never heard of gene editing. Despite limited awareness of gene editing, most consumers still value having the option to buy gene-edited foods, and consumers are more willing to purchase gene-edited foods when they know the specific benefits to the consumer, the environment, and animal health. The House of Representatives passed the Broadband Deployment Accuracy and Technological Availability Act. The bill, approved by the Senate last year, will now go to President Trump for his signature. AFBF President Zippy Duvall said that reliable access to broadband is no longer a luxury, but a necessity for farmers, ranchers, and their rural communities. This legislation will create a more accurate national broadband map, which will help ensure resources are targeted to the areas that need it most. Farm Bureau thanks members of both chambers who diligently worked to pass this legislation and are committed to ensuring all Americans, including those in rural communities, have broadband in their homes, at their businesses, and on their farms. The February jobs report released March 6th showed another whopping 273,000 new jobs, the same figure in the January report. Though the more than 250,000 new slots is impressive, recall the survey is conducted the week of the 12th of the month before COVID-19 hit the economic markets. The economic situation is very different today than it was on February 12th. The Dow Jones Industrial averaged over 29,000 during that week when the COVID-19 virus was almost exclusively in China. While deaths from the virus were still climbing there, overall reports of new cases were showing signs of flattening. With these caveats in mind, the report shows a strong economy as of the middle of February. Where we go from here is anybody's guess. USDA's March 10 World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates provides the latest 2019-2020 marketing year average price projection for corn, soybeans, and wheat before the March 16th deadline to enroll base acres in Title I Commodity Safety Net programs. Farmers with base acres may enroll on a commodity-by-commodity basis in agricultural risk coverage or price loss coverage for the 2019-2020 and 2020-2021 crop years. Farmers may not change their coverage options again before the 2021-22 crop year, making this current decision binding for two crop years. The White House Council on Environmental Quality's proposal to update how it implements the National Environmental Policy Act will advance the statute's goal of promoting better environmental decisions in a cost-effective and time-efficient manner, according to AFBF. The proposed changes will also reduce paperwork and delays, a relief to ranchers and foresters who have had to wait up to a decade or more for NEPA-related authorizations. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering 1 $1,500, 1 $1,000, and 7 $500 scholarships for the upcoming school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The foundation offers the scholarships to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and/or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, university, or career technical education program and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office by telephone or by email at mcfb@frontiernet.net. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 27th. Any questions can be directed to the Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.